As Southern California rebuilds its communities following devastating fires last month, State Farm is asking the state for permission to raise its insurance premiums by an average of 22%. The company says it has lost money over the past decade as risk has gone up, and payouts for the recent fires will be the costliest disasters in the company's history. The company says one credit ratings company downgraded its financial strength last year due to its capital position, and more wildfires could exacerbate the issue. As reports like one from World Weather Attribution find that wildfires like the recent ones have a tie to climate change, insurance companies are looking to raise prices to account for higher risk. Fires in and around Los Angeles last month killed 29 people and caused billions of dollars in damages. Insurance will cost more for customers in California going forward because the risk is greater in California, the company said in a press release. Higher risks should pay more for insurance than lower risks. Last fall, the company faced accusations confirmed in reporting by the Los Angeles Times that its California branch passed along hundreds of millions of dollars in profits to its parent company at the same time that it was claiming that financial distress justified a 30% rate hike. California's Department of Insurance said it will work toward crafting a policy recommendation for the state's insurance commissioner. Gabriel Sanchez, the department's press secretary, told USA Today, quote, State Farm General's rate filings raise serious questions about its financial condition. State Farm said it has paid over $1 billion in insurance claims. Part of the over $4 billion insurance companies have paid out statewide. The company also gave some relief to policyholders last month during the fires, offering renewals for policyholders it had originally planned to drop due to concerns about risk.